I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The state's new education commissioner says that about half of all Connecticut school districts have been trained to handle behavior problems in a new way. I spoke with Diana Wenzel earlier this month.
As a teacher myself for a very long time.
As the new commissioner of the State Department of Education, Diana Wenzel says she's enthusiastic about the state's movement toward a more positive way to deal with bad behavior.
The evidence base and the research base in this particular area of education is emerging, and it's emerging really quickly. We're learning a lot all the time. So to keep the information flowing to our leaders and our teachers and our paraprofessionals and our parents is really very important.
She says that classrooms are being structured differently and that more focus is being given to social and emotional learning. It's all part of the state's effort to implement Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports, or PBIS.
Many of our schools use the responsive classroom approach, which is very complementary with PBIS and begins every day with a morning meeting that's really helping the kids get centered in their day. So that's very common in Connecticut.
PBIS also involves being more responsive to individual student needs and decreasing reactive management. When it comes to students in special education, who are often harshly disciplined for behavior problems, Wenzel says it's important for school districts to understand the spirit of the law.
It's an important part of our work, and every year we update them on laws affecting their practice in general, but through the Special Education Bureau significantly supporting not only compliance, but best possible service for all of our kids.
The federal government gave Connecticut a $3.3 million grant last year to help train schools on these behavior intervention strategies. David DeRoche, WNPR News.